you stand this morning, please? Let's just open in prayer.
Heavenly Father, this is our last gathering together for this time period, and Lord, we're just so very thankful. How can we say thanks for the things that you've done for us, Lord? But we know, Lord, this is just a beginning, and Lord, you're not calling us to be some kind of elite group or above anybody, but you're calling us to be a living sacrifice, to take up our cross, Lord, to be crucified with Christ, to display the nature of Christ to your creation, Lord. And Father, you've said that we're not just servants, we're your friends. But yet, in our position as serving, we're not greater than our Lord. And we're called, Lord, to walk not with us visible, but in your mercy and your grace and your love towards those around us. And we're about to partake of your communion, Lord, which is a participation, you said. Participation with you. And Father, we recognize this morning that, Lord, that participation is going to mean the loss of the natural, the loss of the carnal, and the arising and blossoming forth of that incorruptible seed you planted in each of us. Lord, we need your strength and we need your grace, Lord, and your faith to trust that, Lord, we need to back away from all of these things. We need to have, Lord, the forgiveness that you've had for us, that you have daily for us, standing at the right hand of God, making intercession for our failings and our faults. And you're saying, come and kneel with me in heavenly places. Come and kneel with me and pray for your brother and sister. Heavenly Father, this morning as we examine ourselves and partake of the body and the blood of Christ, Father, let your anointing come and help us, Lord. Melt that stony heart, Lord. Take away, Lord, our fear, Lord, that we have to do something ourselves, and let a confidence be there that you are covering every moment of our day and life, that you are covering every situation, that we can be in submission to those that are over our country and over our community and over our church and over our families, because it's Christ, it's not a man or a woman, it's Christ that is over us. Oh, bless us, Lord, and help us this morning. Let your Spirit flow. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Hardy has got a prayer request here for his wife, Betty. Please pray for my dear Betty, her back and her knees. Praise the Lord. The great physician is here. Heavenly Father, come before your throne of grace. Father, our eyes have seen you. Our ears have heard you. Our hearts sense you, dear Lord. And Father, we thank you for the nail-scarred hand. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. Father, you paid the price to set us free. Father, we pray that there would be healing virtues flowing from North Battleford to Romania, dear Lord. All over the earth, the Spirit is moving. You said it was expedient that you go. You are the great high priest. You are at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Lord, as we think of this, we can't think of anyone we'd rather have interceding for us.
Yes.
Than the one that hung on the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your provision. And now we ask, Lord, that you would impart life to our sister in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have a prayer request here for people with long drives or flights and or flights that they would have journeying mercies to keep them safe. Heavenly Father, we know that it can be tiring towards the end of camp, and especially with the small children, Lord. We ask for your mercy, Lord. We ask for your help with those that have extended flights and long drives ahead of them, Lord. We know that it's not possible with long flights to really stop and rest, but it is driving, Lord. We know that we're all wanting to get home quickly and have many things to do, but we pray, Lord, that your anointing will be with us, that it will help us, Lord. It will give us rest. It will give us vitality that maybe we're lacking at this point. Lord, we pray also that your spirit of wisdom will be with us. We'll know to stop when we really need to stop and not push forward.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just pray that journeying, your holy presence will give journeying mercies to all that are traveling, Lord. And we pray it in Jesus' name, and we pray also that when we arrive, we'll be refreshed rather than tired, and we pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Brian, would you come up and pray for this need that you mentioned?
A brother in the body of Christ who couldn't be here, didn't want his name mentioned, reminded Marjorie and me on Facebook today that there's a very difficult situation in Thailand where a whole soccer team was in a cave exploring it, and the rains came and the water filled the cave and they were unable to get out. They've been in there for many days. They're all fine, but now rescuers are going in and bringing boys down through the water, through narrow places. And of course these boys are probably very afraid and the parents concerned. But just imagine if that was right here in North Battleford, how we would be in prayer. So let's just join our brother in this request that God will, it's a miracle that they're alive already, and we just ask God for a complete rescue, and that somehow his kindness would become evident to the world through this, just like the Humboldt tragedy became a way of glorifying God. Let's pray together for this soccer team and the coach. Lord, we know that you love every one of those individuals. Father, you're giving the church compassion for needs near and far, dear Lord, and we just lift this situation up before you. We give thanks to you already, dear Lord, that many prayers have been answered, that this team has survived. Lord, we just thank you that you said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to set the captives free. And Lord, the church has that same ministry, and we just Join the many voices that are appealing to you, dear Father, that you would bring every one of them out safely. And for those who are doing the rescue, dear Lord, that they would also be safe, dear Lord. And for the many hours that it takes each boy to be released, just help them through every stage. Let your peace prevail, we ask, dear Lord. Let it be very real, dear Father. We ask for this mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be seated. One of the most privileged things that we have is communion. It's a real privilege to be able to participate in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We sing that song, His blood is flowing through our veins. We've been born again. We're in the family of God. I love this family of God. It just hit me when someone mentioned when our young people were up here and they said, look beside you. There's the young people are missing. And wow, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I just realized how important each and every one of you is. And we just thank the Lord for that. God is doing some very serious business with us, some very clear business with us. There's no question what God is doing in our midst. It's very clear. And the bread, it says we are the bread. He is the bread. We participate in the bread. And the bread is made up of many, many kernels of wheat. And you drive by, you know, we're in a farming community here. You see all this wheat. And there's been a seed sown, and the wheat grows up, and there's individual wheat kernels. And they get ground, they get harvested, they get ground to pieces, and they lose their identity. And when we're going to partake of the bread, we will not see one particular kernel. We're just going to see many kernels flower, losing our identity, which is what we need to do. And throughout this week, God has been crushing us and changing our identity from what we were to what He is. And the same happens with the wine. It's made up of many grapes. And all of those grapes lost their shape, they lost their identity. The yeast was taken off. Yeast is sin. It's scooped off and it becomes pure. And we're going to sing that song to have a heart that's pure. And let us not think, well, camp is over. Business as usual. Not at all. Even this very morning, the scriptures talks about when we partake of the bread, we should partake and having examined ourselves. If we've examined ourselves and we say, well, I know the Lord has been wanting me to do a certain thing, but I haven't done it and I'm not going to do it, you might be better off to just pass the plate, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's something that God loves, is honesty. Praise the Lord. The fact that the Old Testament was a type and shadow, and the Old Testament there was a sacrifice. A lamb gave its life, shed its blood. They collected the blood. The people had to apply the blood to their doorpost. You could have taken the option. We could have taken the option. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take a brush, and I'm not going to apply the blood. But when you apply the blood to the doorpost, that was an indicator. No trespassing to the enemy of your soul. Isn't that wonderful? What an awesome God we serve.
It's page 55 in the back. We'll sing it together. That's my desire. And let's just stand, and you just lift your hands and make a commitment to the Lord. Maybe you're in a situation and your natural mind is saying, no, it's never going to change. It's never going to change. But you leave it with the Lord this morning. Let Him change it. And you let your spirit flow to Him. You take all of your angst and concerns in prayer to God. Pour it out to Him. It's precious to Him. The Lord will make a change.
Thank you. the grave, and there is no enemy that has not already been conquered. Step forward and claim your inheritance, and walk in the life that has already been provided through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ your Lord. Enter in with all of your heart and doubt not. Step forward as the Spirit bids you, and be not afraid, for I will make a way that seems to be blocked and impossible to pass, for I am calling you to higher ground this day, to go forward in my name with courage and strength and with a new anointing that will overcome every enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So be honest and repent. Here I am. I stand knocking at the door. So, Father, repentance is a key. We thank you for your everlasting forgiveness. And we pray that we stay honest to ourselves and we re-examine ourselves. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless your name.
Amen.
As the Father disciplines his children out of love, so I have disciplined thee, saith the Lord thy God. I know it has not been easy to be disciplined, but yea, remember that I have such great love for thee, my children. Also remember that if a father does not love his children, he would let them do whatever they pleased. But I am not like that father. Rather, I am a loving heavenly father who desires to see my children grow and mature and develop. But yea, I also desire that they inherit my kingdom. For I will not give over my kingdom to immature children. But yea, I will give it over to thee, my mature sons and daughters, saith the Lord thy God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ye trust in the Lord with all thine heart,
and lean not unto thine own understanding. Trust thou in the way that I have taught thee. I have taught thee. My little ones, I have taught thee in a very detailed way. Trust in the way that I have taught thee, and trust in me. Put your hand in my hand, saith the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And who have received discipline, yea, and have chafed under this, yea, thus saith the Lord, seek ye in your own heart to enter into the kingdom, and remember your fathers in the natural have not enjoyed disciplining you, yea, but it has been a hard thing for them. Yea, they have suffered, and who can say how much, saith the Lord, for it comes back to them years later that they wish there had been another way. Yea, but because of that great love, they have disciplined you. Yea, and your fathers in the church have had to endure this as well. Thus saith the Lord, my little ones who receive instruction and discipline, submit thou, bend thou, saith the Lord, to my will, yea, and surrender yourselves to me, yea, that thou mayest receive a crown, yea, and remember those whom I have set over thee, saith the Lord, yea, to love them and to submit to them, yea, and to be their friends, saith the Lord.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
You ask why I have to go through these various toils. And yea, the difficulties of this life are without end. And you ask why, God. But yea, my people, I am building up someone, a nation that will walk in the Spirit. And yea, they will be overcomers. And yea, I will lead them by my hand. So yea, my people, look upon me. Don't be disappointed in this world, but understand that I am building you up to walk in the Spirit, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Cross, yea, it was a part of my life, yea, even from small, saith the Lord, from the way, that way I knew my father's mind, yea, and even as a boy I said I must be about my father's business, yea, never doing my own business, always doing my father's, yea, in the cross was a door, yea, into complete victory, yea, and into the resurrection, yea, into life everlasting, yea, a life that had not been known, saith thy God, yea, and there I do call thee, for it is life I call you to, saith thy God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Up the control, saith the Lord, in thy services and in thy worship. And as you have learned and are learning to put these things aside that you would have happen and lean upon the Spirit and seek the leading of the Spirit, outside of thy services, saith the Lord, I would have this attitude to be in thee. Yea, that in thy daily walk you should put aside your own will, saith God. Yea, it is to this end that I have been disciplining thee, saith the Lord. Yea, in training thee and raising thee up. Yea, thou hast fallen many times, saith God. Yea, but this is to be expected. Yea, I have given thee the road of repentance, saith the Lord. Now, therefore, repent, and walk in a more perfect way. Yea, I have given thee the ability to do these things, saith God. Yea, for I have given thee my Spirit, and that is all the ability you need, saith God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It is a trial. To do those things that is required of me. I say unto thee this day, it is more than a trial, it is a privilege. It is a privilege, yes. Thus saith the Lord. Yes. It is a privilege to submit to the will of the Lord. I say unto thee this day, on the day of the Lord there was a door opened in heaven, and one was allowed to enter into that door. John was allowed to enter into the throne of the living God. Yea, did not John see the King of all the ages sitting upon the throne? Was he not able to see the slain Lamb of God in the midst of the throne? Yea, did he not see the 24 elders? And did he not see the four beasts? And the hundreds of millions of angels giving their praises unto the throne, unto the King of all the earth, and unto the Lamb. Did they not give praise and honor and glory unto the King sitting upon the throne? Did they not give praise and honor and riches and glory and honor unto the slain Lamb? Unto the slain Lamb only did they bestow riches, not to the King on the throne. They bestowed riches unto the slain Lamb of God. Yea, I say unto thee this day, the slain Lamb was the kernel of wheat that fell into the ground. And yea, there was a harvest of riches. You and I are the harvest that the slain lamb performed on that day when he died upon the cross. Therefore, I say unto you, it is a privilege to submit yourself unto the slain lamb, unto the throne. Yea, I say unto thee this day, it is a privilege.
Yes, amen.
I love thee, saith the Lord. And yea, the pain of discipline is only as hard as the fight you have in you, saith the Lord. I would have you to submit unto me. Yea, I would have you to submit unto my ways. And yea, you shall find that you will delight to do thy will, saith the Lord. And you will find that the way is not grievous, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, saith the Lord. Yea, so come unto me, lay down your will, and I will fill it with mine, saith the Lord, and my way will be a delight unto you, saith the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Just continue in this spirit, and we're going to partake of the communion this morning as we reflect and examine ourselves. Would those that are in charge of the communion please come? Could 16 deacons come, please?
We have come to the stage where we have realized the importance of the body of Jesus Christ, his flesh and his blood. Through what we have heard this week, I pray that, you know, the way the Spirit of God moved, that we all can declare today, we have not yet done it before, can give a shout and say, oh yes, oh yes,
yes.
I'm a child of the King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because we have dropped our garbage and we have taken a new step, amen, to go forward. So this morning we can say, his royal blood now flows through my vein.
Yes.
I who was wretched and poor, now I can sing. Or now I sing. Praise God. Praise God. I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
That we can say this morning, we can shout, I'm a child of the King.
Glory.
Praise God. I just want to let you know and to remind you and to remind myself that we are children of God, and what Christ has done for us, he has done it for us. So what he has done for us is everlasting.
Amen.
He's not a God of change. He doesn't change his mind. But it's done now and it's done forever.
Amen.
Let's remember that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus said, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. One of the translators says, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no flow of life in you. The communion is a very important part
of our walk with God. Some call it the Eucharist, which simply means a celebration of great joy. It is a time of communion with God, with our Lord Jesus Christ, and with one another. And that is why we wait on one another. And that is also a time in which we are to, as Brother Peter said this morning, we are to look inward, we are to examine ourselves. And while the cup is, or the bread is being passed, during that time especially, make a fresh examination of yourself. And you will see, if you allow God to turn the searchlight of his great love unto you, into your inner being, you will see those areas where you need help, those areas where you need improvement, those areas that are difficult in your journey. And he will give you the strength, because Paul said, when you see that, just sit down and pass it by. No, he said, after you examined yourself, he said, let that man eat and let that man drink, because there's power in the blood. There's cleansing, there's strength, there's victory. So the communion is not something to be avoided, that you have to reach a certain spiritual plateau before you can partake. The communion is for needy saints, those who have a need. Do you have one this morning? Let him show you your need if you don't see it yet, and you can receive a new strength, a new power. And this happens every Sunday, and there's a reason for that. It'll give you strength for the week that lies ahead of you. It'll help to carry you through, because the communion is him. We believe, we have taught nearly 70 years, the real presence of Christ in the Holy Communion. And when the brethren lay hands upon that unleavened bread, and they lay their hands upon the unleavened wine, there is an impartation, because there is power in the laying on of hands. And that impartation is the same impartation when he took the bread into his hands and he blessed it and he gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is, not this symbolizes, this is my body. There's a spiritual impartation and presence that is more real than natural bread and natural things. They are eternal. Same when he took the cup, speaking of the union of the body. Now, because we have many people, we need to use several common cups, but nonetheless, they are common cups, and we all drink of those cup, of that cup. And when hands are laid upon the cup, there's an impartation. Again, there is a spiritual happening. It's not magic. Some said to me once, oh, you're practicing magic. This is not magic. Magic is nothing. This is the real presence of the living God of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Who comes to meet with us. The one who said, after praying over the cup, taking it into his lovely hands, he said, take, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. Somehow there was great rejoicing that night in the spirit. And if you can see it aright today, especially after you examine yourself and give it afresh to him, there's strength in the communion for your journey. I never want to miss communion. It's always sad to me if there's a what they call a informal meeting on Sunday, whatever that could be, an informal meeting somewhere out in the bush or the lake or something, but nobody pulls out the communion cup. Nobody pulls out the bread. Man, if I was there, I'd have my satchel with bread galore, bread and wine, because I don't want to. The reason I'm saying this is I want to emphasize that we do not want to miss the Holy Communion. And that is why when there are those in our local assemblies who cannot attend because of sickness or things of that nature, the deacons actually take the communion to them. It's that important so that they can participate together with us. Amen. And so we will pray over the bread as was done by Jesus. And Paul said, as I have been taught, so I do also. Praise his wonderful name. And so as we have been taught and authorized this morning, we do the same. Now, for those of you who are out there in cyberspace and the WWW land, I say to you, although we cannot give you bread and the deacons cannot give you wine, we urge you in the spirit to reach across the miles and join together with us and stand together with us, and you will receive, hallelujah, what we receive this morning. As you partake in the Holy Spirit, he will do that for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift this bread before you.
Yes.
Jesus, this is your flesh indeed. As we partake, O God, let your strength be upon us. Let your healing be upon us. Oh God, we pray that your spirit will just move upon us. Even as we break it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let life flow through us as we partake in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because there is no other name we can sing, oh, the precious name of Jesus. It flows from day to day, and it shall never lose its power.
Yes.
Because, oh God,
oh,
of the love that you have for us by sending your dear Son, Jesus Christ, to lay down his life for us. This morning, here we stand together to partake once again of this precious flow, this healing, oh God, this victory in the name of Jesus. As we bless it today, bless us as we all partake in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
For those of you who have never been here before, if you are a born-again Christian, we didn't say a perfect one, but a born-again Christian who desires God in your life and is moving in by his Spirit, you are welcome to partake together with us this morning. This is an open communion that the whosoever will, all the redeemed, might partake together. So we would ask you to break off a small piece as the unleavened bread is passed to you and just hold it in your right hand for the sake of unity, and we will all partake together after all have been served. Hallelujah. Examine yourselves. Praise God. Is there anyone who has been missed? Just slip up your hand if you have. We'll send a deacon right to you.
May we all partake.
After the same manner also, he took that cup into his hands. There's power in those beautiful hands, Lord. You laid your hand upon it, Jesus, and you prayed, you blessed it, and you said, all of you, drink from this. Hallelujah. It is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. And as often as you partake, you will remember. You will remember what I have said to you this night. This is my body.
Yes.
This is my blood.
Yes.
Receive. Receive. Father, we bless it today. Through the laying on of hands, we bless it. Hallelujah. We bless the cup. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God, praise God, praise God, praise God,
hallelujah,
praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God,
praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
thank you very much, deacons.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank
praise the Lord. May we turn to the Word of God. I'd like to read from Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'd like to leave the camp in a very positive note and being lifted up. And if I could ever design a wish list, anybody have a wish list? It's not a bucket list. It's in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. We'll read several verses, and it's has to do with the promises of God. It shall come to pass. That's already very positive, isn't it? This is going to happen. You know, if you want to think about the stock market, it might happen. It might not. But this is going to, but it shall come to pass. This is God's word saying this is going to happen. We talk about a lot about unconditional, right? But there are some conditions. And this next word is a small one. And it says if. You know, with your children, if you do this, then that's the consequence, right? You know, if you mow the grass, you get $3. If you don't mow the grass, you don't get any money. You get to sit in your room. And if you're like my wife, she likes that because she takes a book and starts reading. But these ifs aren't all that great. they are great. This is excellent. It's when you get further into this chapter where the if is not so good. Because there's another word that says but. So, if thou shalt hearken diligently, that's mediocre, isn't it? Unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Is that a pretty good promise? Conditional. If. All these blessings shall come on thee. And I can imagine that there's not a single person here that wouldn't want their name beside these promises. These blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be, shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. I have found that circumstances can either get you down or they can get you up. When you have the blessing of the Lord, you have a more even plane. Your circumstances can be up or they can be down, but you trust in the Lord and you'll have a much more level playing field, and the valleys will get filled and the mountains will come down. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten. Anybody want that? You know, we've come against some fairly significant mountains in our lives recently, and still. Significant mountains. And at one time, I believe our faith in God is growing. I believe that we are beginning to trust. We're not looking so much at our mountain because we know who can cast it into the sea. You know, this is not some history book. This is the living word. This is something that you can apply in your life on a daily basis. I read Proverbs a lot, and in business, and you get stuck, you read a proverb, there it is, there's the solution right there. God has all the answers. It's so current. The Word of God is so current. But he's going to increase your kind, your flocks. He shall bless your basket and your store. You shall, blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Complete work in every way. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse, in all that thou settest thine hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land, his season, and to bless all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, and to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, and to go after other gods to serve them. And then verse 15 goes on to say, but. And if we're going to leave on a high note, we're going to leave right now. It's still a high note, because we have to make a choice when we leave here what we're going to do. And God wants us to be life givers. There's a scripture in Isaiah talks about, like as I mentioned earlier, reconciliation has been on my mind. Reconciliation, putting things back into harmony with God. Where did things go out of harmony? They went out of harmony in the garden. But right in the garden, God clothed them. They clothed themselves with a leaf, but God clothed them with skin. There was sacrifice, and Jesus Christ has sacrificed himself that we might live and that there might be reconciliation. And he's given us a lot of responsibility. You know, God could just magically do all of this, couldn't he? But he wants to work with you. He wants to work with me. We are a privileged people. And we carry the word of reconciliation. You know, by our words, we will be judged. And we can be a blessing to people. We can encourage people. But we can cut people down. We have the word of reconciliation. We can bring people into harmony with God. And Isaiah talks about, in 58, talks about, we are repairers of the breach. And so, my background is plumbing, and my background is heating and ventilation, and we have a code book that we go by. And as a Christian, we also have a code book, don't we? Yeah. I'll read it in the same book. I was on a committee that was trying to interpret the code. In other words, I was what does this mean? This code. You know, there's so many codes, and the interpretations of these codes are can be very complicated. I didn't mean that. I meant this. But we know the one that wrote the code book. We know the one that wrote the Bible. And when we read it by the Spirit, we have life. And when we read it by the letter, just by a code book, it'll bring death to us. But in Isaiah 58, it talks about restorers of the breach. And so a breach is the piece in the plumbing and heating business. A breach is the piece that connects the chimney to the furnace. You have a furnace here, and you have a chimney there, and the breach is the piece that causes the flue gases to be ventilated outside of the house. When I read that scripture in Isaiah, I think about that. I think about if you don't have the breach, if you don't have a connection between the furnace and the chimney, the furnace will heat the house, but everybody inside that house will die because it emits a poisonous gas that will kill you. So the chimney is good. It's ready to go. The furnace is ready to go. And the breach has fallen down. The connector link has fallen. There's no connection. And when there's no connection, there's death. And so we are repairers of the breach. We can take all the parts. We can make the connection from there to there. And God is the one that we need to be connected to. We could be a connector link for people to lead them to God, who will bring life to all mankind. Praise God. You know, when we go forth, and we need to be really, really careful what we say with our tongue. The tongue, it says that no man can tame it. That gets a little hopeless, doesn't it? But we thank God that we serve a living God, that God Almighty can tame our tongue. And what we've heard this week is that we need to... Eldon started out the service with Genesis 1. God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't trust in yourself. Brother Sumbo mentioned about the blessing of the rain. We thank God for the rain. You know, it had been dry when we got here. It's almost rained almost every day since. God answers prayer. Pray for rain, we get rain. He began to talk to us about the love of God. And ultimately, if we don't walk in the love of God, we have really got nothing. You know, love is not a scorekeeper. We love. Actually, the word reconciliation is all about scorekeeping. No, it's actually accounting. It's an accounting term. It's bringing things into harmony. But if we don't have love, we're not on a positive side. We're on the negative side. And we need to have love. Love needs to be the motivating force with everything that we do. It doesn't keep any records of wrong. It thinketh no evil. Brother Luff mentioned about the fact that, you know, we're spirit, soul, and body. And the fact is that, our will, Jesus was born as a man. And when he was in the garden, this is the Son of God. And he says, not my will, let thine be done. You know, we're in that same spot. We're in the same spot today where we have to submit our will to His will. There's love. There was talk about love being sometimes He chastises us. There was prophecy about that today, about being chastised. Whom the Lord loves, He chastens. We don't care about our kids. We'll just let them do whatever they want to do. If we ever get confused about church and how things should work, I just think about the home. That's the DNA of the church. That resolves so many questions for me. Well, I think, you know, what should the order be? And then I just say, well, what's the order like in my home? And then the answer gets very clear very quickly. And you know, we have gifts, but if the gifts aren't motivated by love, then we've just got noise. All saints, I've said this to multiple people. If it would be possible, I would just love to see another 2 or 3 days of camp this year. That's not typical for me, but this year, I would love to have 3 more days or more. What I would love to see happen is for those that have been prayed for and those that have had an experience with God to come up here. I would be scared to do that right now. We'd be here a long time for people to testify of what God has done for them in this camp. I've heard some things. They're pretty amazing. God has done great things among us. We heard that this is not a time to give up. Amen? You know, we might be tired. You know, the enemy of our soul, he wants to wear out the saints. That's his job. But we're going to swim against water. Amen? We're going to row hard. We are going against stream. But we're going to row hard and we're going to make progress in the realm of the Spirit. I can tell you, He's not invading your territory. We are invading His. His map is getting smaller. And God's map is getting bigger. The saints are going to inherit the earth. I love that parable about the pounds, the 10, the 5, and the 1. He's talking about pounds. He's talking about faithfulness, investment, ROI, return on investment. The master wants fruit. He wants to come back. We heard about that. The master wants fruit. Amen? And He doesn't just want return of what He gave you. He wants increase. And although that talks about pounds, and in some places it talks about talents, He says, now you've been faithful. Talents really isn't the issue. The issue really is that I want you to rule 10 cities. You see, what we're being tested on right now may have very little to do with what God really has in mind. He said, I want you to rule cities. And Jesus' prayer says, thy kingdom come where? On earth, as it is in heaven. The saints will inherit the kingdom. They will inherit the earth.
And his kingdom is going to be righteousness, peace, and joy. And you know what? Anybody that's come up to the front, that's what they, and ultimately that's what they want. They want peace. They want joy. But it'll never come without righteousness. Righteousness is the foundation. And when righteousness comes, peace will come and joy will come. They're almost like byproducts. And he wants his kingdom to be established. And the more I sit in court and, you know, one of the fellas I met, you know, he said, well, you know, I was endeavoring to reconcile. I flew down to Edmonton. I sat down with this guy, had a fairly significant issue. I found out he was a Christian, and we were at serious odds. When I walked out of there, I gave the man a hug. And I said, I've got a lot of people praying back home. And he says, I was just about to have my he had a pastor on payroll. He said, I can't fix people's problems. God can fix their problems. And here's a man that's connected with God. We're all connected with God. We're all ministers of reconciliation, bringing things back into harmony with God. Praise God. Not a time to give up. Time to keep going. We've been on this path for 70 some years. God has moved in the hearts of his people. God has asked us to lay aside unforgiveness. There's another condition here. He says, forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Amen. Pretty serious. We have an obligation. This is a time when you don't go by your feelings. You go by what the Word of God declares. The Word of God, David said, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. And when the Word of God says something and your feelings say something different, go with the Word of God. Amen. Read the Word of God. Know the Word of God. Hide it in your heart. Absorb it. Enjoy it. Love it, and let it become a living word in your hearts and lives. There was so many wonderful things spoken here. I think I'm going to leave it there. Brother Nat has some things on his mind yet? No? Pardon me? Empty? Yeah. First time. Sorry. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Does anyone else have some closing remarks?
Whether this is going to be negative or positive, you decide. As Brother Wayne was speaking here this morning, I have this thought. That's rare for me. I think I have expressed it before, but it may fit this morning. In my former life, I used to attend conferences and seminars, many of them over 30 years. And this is what I discovered. If there was something that was presented, it was a real good idea that could have an impact on the administration of schools or in the teaching of children, I used to take note of that. There was lots that I didn't take any note of at all, but some things did. But this is the thing that I discovered. When I went back home, if I didn't put into operation the thing that was most prevalent in my mind concerning that conference or seminar that I attended, if I didn't put it in practice or operation, within a few days of returning to the workplace, I never did it. I never did it. And I could tell you a litany of things where I did that. But whenever I put it into practice, I found that there was value in it. You know something? The same thing has happened to me in the spiritual realm. I've heard lots of sermons over the years. So have you. And some of them have probably gone. You think that was lovely. That was really, really well presented. I've heard people say, and I've said myself after I've come out of a Sunday service, that was a wonderful service. And so it was. But the next question is this: how has it changed me? How has it changed my life? How has it changed my heart? How will I walk different as a result of what I heard this morning? How will I walk different as a result of what happened here? This camp. Will I go home and, as someone says, business as usual? All these things to deal with. This element or problem called time, just not enough time. Maybe the Spirit of God has been saying it to you in this camp: I need to spend more time with God. You can call it devotional. You can call it medication. You can call it communication. Call it what you want. I need to spend more time with God. You can let it just slip away. It was a nice thought. But you've got to do something about it, or it never happens. And you come back to the next camp and you hear the same things. Let us be a people, as the Word of God says, that will be more than hearers of the Word. We have heard lots. Now comes the doing. Now comes putting into practice, into operation, the doing of the word that you have heard and that I have heard. It is not about hearing to tickle our ears. It is not about that. It is about the change that God wants to see in this life of mine, in your life. I believe if we can give over to God those things that He has placed upon our heart, and I believe that there has been plenty of that happen in this camp, but there is more. There is more that can happen, and we can walk as one man. We can walk in the realm of the Spirit, hallelujah, in such a way that we can walk right into the kingdom. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is not eating and drinking. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is not the natural. It says the kingdom of God does not come by observation. It does not come by what the natural eye sees. The kingdom of God is by the Spirit. And we see it by the Spirit. For the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. He is forming His kingdom. He is establishing His kingdom today. It is not something that is afar off. It is not some down some road somewhere. Maybe sometime. It is today. He is preparing your heart today. He is wanting you to receive today, because He wants you to follow Him whithersoever He goeth, that the kingdom of God would be so established in the hearts of His people that it would flow out from there unto others, unto this lost and dying world. It is a world that needs Jesus. Let us go home from this place, and let us take to heart what the Spirit of God has been speaking to us today. Could I make one more comment that you'll either like or not like? And I really don't care. I'm going to say it. Do you know where the heavy lifting is? Do you know really where the heavy lifting is in the realm of the Spirit? It is in your local assembly. That's where it is. This camp can prime you up. A lot of things can happen here. But where do you go from here? You go back into your home. You settle the matters that need to be settled in your own home, if there are matters that need to be settled. And you go to your church. And you minister as God has given you gifts to minister. There's where the heavy lifting is. This is just a primer upper to get done what needs to be done where you are. For wherever God is, wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And there is liberty in your local assembly and ministering to the fives or the tens or the twenties or however many there is, or if it's just your family. That's where God wants you to minister. Not very many hallelujahs this morning. But I had to get it said because it was stirring in my heart. I did not scold anyone here today. I bless you. I love you. I just want us all to walk together. I want us to walk in unity. I want to be in unity with my wife and my family. I want to be in unity with my church family. I love them. I see them every week if I'm home. Brothers and sisters, we got to get it right. We got to get with the program that God has laid out for us. The Lord bless you.
Would you just stand, please? I've been with both of these brethren ministering, and they've taught me about reconciliation, that reconciliation is not about the past. It's about where do we go from here. And our human nature always wants to keep digging into the woulda, shoulda, couldas. It wants to get us, the enemy wants us to dwell in regret and self-pity and the things that have wounded us. But God wants us to walk in the Spirit. We were conceived in love. We were conceived in the love of God, and it's God's plan for us to blossom in love, to grow in love, and to bring forth love, and to be ministers of reconciliation and love to His creation. And let us make that a dedication as we go from here, that we're going to think about those things that are of Jesus Christ. Yes, we'll be caught sometimes falling back, but let's turn our thoughts to Jesus, turn our thoughts to the love that He's given us as we've been ministered to us. If the Spirit of Christ dwells in us, and we have a living fountain, a living river flowing from the Lamb and from the throne, that is the Spirit of Christ, that is wanting to feed that spirit man, cause that spirit man to so grow that old man will be pushed right out of the way. That's a work that the Lord is doing by His Holy Spirit. We don't just have the opportunity for repentance, we have the Spirit of repentance. Amen. We don't just have the opportunity to forgive, we have the Spirit of forgiveness living within us. Let's move into the spirit realm. Let's move into the thing that God has for us. Yes. Let's just pray together as we close. Yes. Heavenly Father, we just are so very thankful, Lord, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are so thankful for the Comforter, the one that understands all the struggles that we have, but that longs for us to walk in His Lord. Spirit. That even, Lord, those natural things of our former life and our body, the things that plague us, will put on immortality if we will just walk in the spirit man. Hallelujah. In the anointing of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, we pray for those that are having very serious struggles with dwelling on the past and with the things that have happened. Lord, may the Holy Spirit, and we stand with them saying, oh, Holy Spirit, touch them deep within their hearts and give them liberty and freedom that they can walk in Jesus Christ in fullness, Lord. For each of us, Lord, we look for that work to continue from here and to bring us all into the fullness of Christ, that we might be growing together in the body of Christ, of which Jesus is the head. Bless each one today. Bless us on our way home. May our thoughts be filled with the glory of the Lord as we journey to our place. May we bring to each service as we gather together thanksgiving, Lord, And the things that you've given us, the portion of Christ that you've given us to share with each other. May there be, oh Lord, may all negativity and things of that aren't of Christ be done away with, Lord, as we look to grow into that, Lord, as we encourage each other, as we stand together with each other from day to day. Bless each one, we pray, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I would certainly be remiss this morning if I didn't say I want to thank so many of you who have come to me this camp, and all you've said is I'm praying for you. I just want you to know how much Irene and I appreciate that. I may not be the kind of a guy that looks very appreciative, but you can't see my heart, and I'll tell you, it means a lot to me. I can't give you a date of when I'm to have surgery because I don't know, but it likely will get, the word will get around when that happens. We just love this family of God.
Amen. Those that have announcements, would they come, please?
I'll be real brief. Some of us have been watching, not me, some of us have been watching the World Cup soccer. And does anybody know what Japan has become noted for? They've become noted for leaving their locker room spotless. And they even left behind a thank you note. So, we would ask that you would please take all of your items home. I know some of you out there kind of wink at me when I say that, but it does make our job a little harder if we're having to work around things that you leave behind. So, we'd appreciate it if you could. Any lost and found items, please contact the office shortly after camp. We're very appreciative of all the efforts that have taken to make our camp a success. We are thankful for our staff that's on the grounds here all year long. We're thankful for the many volunteers that add to the camp. And I think we're especially thankful for our kitchen staff, and I think they need to be recognized. If anybody hasn't settled up with Cheryl at the desk, please do so. And don't forget to leave your keys behind. Just a reminder, and it's already been mentioned here, that there's one more thing to take with you, and that's everything that's been spoken, everything that's been impressed upon you, everything that you've learned, everything that you've left at the altar, leave it there, but take with you what God has impressed on you. So I think as we close, Brian, if you wouldn't mind coming to the piano, we'll just close with the song Majesty.